You know, I saw an ad in a magazine the other day, the headline, the words, "Help, I'm drowning." And the copy continued, "And you're not alone." Not if that's the way you feel about trying to stay afloat in today's flood of new ideas. In seeing that, I immediately remember the story of a deep sea diver I'd read about, who'd received the urgent message from the ship above him saying, "Come up quickly, the ship's sinking." I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. I think we're all feeling the pressure of the times. It's like we're caught in the midst of swirling waters, and we gasp for air and grab at branches, but in spite of all that we do, we seem to have gotten a message that the ship's sinking. Don't you sometimes feel like just throwing up your hands and saying, "Oh, what's the use anyhow?" I think we're all being forced to think about our lives in a different way. Our world just isn't quite as secure feeling as it was even a few years ago. Our job, it's not quite as certain, and home isn't quite as secure, and the dollar is no longer a viable solution to all of our problems. I mean, if you have the money, you can do anything. At least that's the way we've always felt. But I guess we're learning that's not really the whole truth. And that some things are beyond the scope of the masses, the federal, the state government. You, an individual, we're learning that you still count. We're learning that the decision of the individual is still the most important decision that's being made every day. It's the one that most affects your life. And maybe that's what we now have the opportunity to see in a brand new light, that failure to make some serious individual decisions leads to drowning. It'll sink both you and the ship anchored above you. In this last moment, I'd like to share with you a small discovery I've made. You know, my own life has known fragmentation, that feeling of being scattered among too many things, paychecks stretched too far. I found that I, Landon Saunders, that I was all bound up in the stretch, that it was literally pulling me apart, and there was no place beneath me that was solid, no place where I could touch down. I was at the mercy of the forces around me, and I began to ask some hard questions and to hear some tough answers. But in the process, I found myself. This is Heartbeat.